Well, Jason Alexander has joined us earlier in the week talking more about men's health issues from Hapaitoa Water's perspective. He's the chief operating officer there. But today we're looking at Dry July and why we should encourage each other, Tāne Māori in particular, to choose wai over Waipiro for the month, sparking a reflection on alcohol use and its impact on our hauwater. Thanks for your time again, Jason. Tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe, Dale.
Kia ora. It's a good focus here. In fact, alcohol consumption in New Zealand's on the decline. Dry July, while it seems like a tagline and a marketing line, can actually be pretty solid for a lot of our guys. And of course, it's not exclusive to men, far from. But for those who are very regular drinkers, it can be a challenge, but perhaps a challenge worth having a dig at. What's the response to why July told you about the role alcohol is playing in the lives of Tāne Māori? It's a bit of a morph on Dry July, isn't it? Why July? Tell us about it.
Exactly. It's a Māori version of Dry July, so it's a bit of a marketing gimmick, but it seems to be really resonating. So last year was the first time that we ran Why July. We didn't know how it would go. We didn't know if our Tāne Māori were ready. But the response was overwhelming. So last year we had more than 600 people register, and we had thousands more engaging on socials and online. So we know there were plenty more that took on the challenge that didn't necessarily sign up. So that gave us the idea that we need to keep running this. And you know, what we've seen is that many Tāne Māori are already questioning the role that alcohol plays in their lives. As you said, some of the stats are starting to turn finally. You know, for a long time we've been exposed to messages that New Zealand was built on rugby, racing and beer, and that being a hard worker meant you work hard, you play hard, and at the end of the day you drink hard. And those ideas have shaped what many of us see as normal. So that's why we're doubling down on Why July, because it just, and I guess the idea behind it is just creates a chance to step back and ask whether alcohol is actually serving us, our whānau, and our future aspirations, I guess. But that response that we had last year, it just shows that Tāne Māori are not resistant to change, that they're looking for opportunities and a kaupapa that allows them to reflect without being judged.
Yeah, and so I guess it is important to frame the campaign around reflection and choice rather than abstinence or restriction.
Yeah, no, I think it really is. We're not telling people they have to stop forever. We know that lasting change just comes from taking time to understand, not from people pressuring you or telling you what to do. So, yeah, it's just about creating that space to reflect on the role that alcohol might play in your life and what changes occur when you remove it for a month. So that's why our campaign message is just to pause, reflect, and reclaim. You know, some people might discover that they have better sleep, that they have more energy, that they maybe save a bit of money, they find themselves spending more quality time with their whānau, all those sorts of things, and giving them that space to do those things, see what happens naturally, and reflect on whether that is what they prefer, then they can be a bit more intentional at the end of the month. So I guess the measure of success for this month is not that everyone who participates in Why July decides to go alcohol-free forever, but it's just that they're more intentional around their choices rather than just operating on autopilot, as many of us do. So we're not asking people to be perfect, we're just asking them to be curious.
Yeah, tēnā koe, and that's nicely put too. I'm not operating on autopilot. A lot of guys' drinking habits are just that habitual, and you know, they find, whilst it could be tough if you're a sort of daily drinker, a lot of tradies are, you know what I mean? They wash down the day, as you've touched on, yeah, with some bevvies. It's pretty common. Curious to know what the feedback was, and because you're able to tag in on this site, which Jason's going to tell us how you can access it, but what some of the feedback was, not just from our brothers, Jason, but from their whānau. Did they have any notable little kōrero that was delivered from our guys or from their kids or wise partners?
Yep, plenty of great feedback. I think people just did appreciate the opportunity to take push pause. This Yeah, and last year we run it, so you can sign up individually or you can sign up as a crew. So you can grab your teammates, your workmates, or just your mates. And that was a really great support for our tāne. So we know as men, we love our team sports. We love getting around our brothers. So then you can sort of support each other. You can hold each other to account a little bit. All those sorts of things. But the knock-on effects and the feedback that we had last year was overwhelmingly positive. People really appreciated the opportunity to just spend more time with their whānau, most of all.
Well, tell us more about this then. It's called Why July. You don't just have to drink water, but that would be neat if you gave it a whack, boys. And you can you can join this group. You don't need to use your real name, I don't suppose, but tell us what the website does to connect the dots, if you will, please, Jason.
Yeah, so you just pop over to whyjuly.nz. It's a free to take part. You can sign up as an individual or as a team. The first 300 people will send some Why July merchandise out, and everyone will get access to resources, support, encouragement. We've actually partnered again this year with AOD counsellor, so he cannot. We are offering because sometimes these things can bring up issues. It's not as easy for everyone to push pause as it is for some people. So we do have added layers of support there for whānau that do need it as well. But yeah, sign up there, follow along our socials. We'll get in touch with you. We'll send you out some merchandise if you're in that first 300, and we'll go through this together. So it's all about backing yourselves, backing your whānau, and backing your brothers.
Well, it's doable. I've got a couple of lads who like a drink, and as I did through the course of my life, but I've been off the drink a few years now, and you know, I'm just enjoying life. I guess maybe it's being a granddad, having a neat job, working with beautiful people, and talking with interesting folk. And I just thought, well, hey, life's good. Why not just hang with it? And the years have ticked by. But hey, I know as well as anyone else. Sometimes you can get lured into the drink, and it almost takes over your life. So, fellas, here's a bit of a challenge. Just, you know, for you, for yours, your kids, see if you can have just a breather. 4 weeks, Why July, and see how life goes. You might be amazed at your dreams. Hey, Jason, do you have a beer, Jason? Do you like a beer?
Occasionally, Dale, but it is really important to be intentional around that. You know, as tāne, we sort of create these environments for no good reason either, so we'll go catch up with a mate. It doesn't have to be at a pub. It doesn't have to be over a beer. You can go catch up for a coffee. You can go catch up for a walk around the park, anything, eh? But once again, let's not just operate on autopilot. Let's be more intentional around what we do and why we're doing it.
Yeah, kapai. Good talking with you, Jason. Hey, mate, thank you for your focus on health through the week, Jason, and the work that's been done by Hapai Te Hauora. You know, we can't talk about these issues too much, so it's been neat having a couple of cordial with you this week. Thank you.
Kia ora, Dale.
Tēnā koe, mate.